We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Turn it up, son. All right, boy. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes. Left, 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 right, left.
Whew. Can I jump in here?
Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts.
Just whenever. I'll turn it down trying to comprehend the meaning of the words.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I promise, Chris, today is his birthday, so I'm not making fun of his country music selections. All right.
Lord.
The honky-tonk badonkadonk.
Sounds kinky.
I'm not saying anything. I promise I wouldn't say anything for his birthday.
That game, Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
Oh.
Coming up in a moment, we'll talk with Stephanie Stradley from the Houston Chronicle.
You guys should see their faces. Craig and P just don't even know what to think about this.
I don't. I don't know if I should talk. I don't know if I should lay out. I'm feeling under a little bit of pressure because we're running late. We've got to get Stephanie on. She's rude. She's waiting. We're rude. We've got to get headlines or Sports Center rundown.
Oh,
Chris.
Man.
In fact,
it's an all-Detroit rundown.
It could be.
And it's all bad.
It could be.
It's all bad. Here's that Sports Center rundown with birthday boy, Chris.
I'll try to hold off on all of the sad news for the Detroit sports fan. We got World Series action tonight from H-Town. Garrett Cole starting for the Astros. Max Scherzer towing the slab, as they say. NBA season tips off tonight. Doubleheader on TNT. Raptors, they get their rings against the Pelicans at 8, followed by the Clippers hosting the Lakers at 10:30. Emmanuel Sanders has been traded to San Francisco for a 3rd and 4th round pick. San Fran also receiving Denver's 5th rounder in 2020.
All right. Coming up in just a second, Stephanie Stradley of the Houston Chronicle. In case you don't know what's going on, of course, there's game one of the World Series tonight in Houston. We'll have it here on 99.3 ESPN. Brandon Taubman is an assistant general manager to Jeff Luhnow of the Houston Astros. They were celebrating their win of the ALCS, and he was shouting expletives in the locker room, full of adrenaline, and shouted in the direction of three female reporters in what Sports Illustrated called an offensive and frightening manner, praising, with F-bombs, Roberto Osuna, who, as you will remember, the Astros acquired last season after he served a 75-game suspension for domestic violence last year. Bad look. Others in the room said it was, the Astros are claiming, no, he was just literally praising a pitcher who blew a save, I might add, and they were lucky to win. And others in the room said, no, this was not cool. And one of those was a reporter from the Houston Chronicle. We have another reporter from the Houston Chronicle and a friend of the program, Stephanie Stradley.
Her Grace.
Right now.
Please refer to her as Her Grace.
That'll work for me.
Yeah, she is graceful. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm awesome. It is beautiful weather in Houston, Texas. We made that special for the World Series, I guess.
Well, can I ask a question? I lived in Houston for about 6 or 7 years. I just moved from there a couple years ago. And even with beautiful weather, I don't ever remember when I opened the roof. I don't know why Minute Maid has a roof.
You know, there's a lot of other people asking that question, too. I mean, it's pretty when the roof is open, and they do open the roof sometimes. But I can tell you at least what I've been told with the Houston Texans roof is if you open the roof, there's going to be just a certain number of people complaining about it, about being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, we like our creature comforts here. You know, everything here is air-conditioned.
That's true.
Steph, so what is going on? Just the last thing that Major League Baseball wants, or any of the four majors want, the night before the first game of the championship or the World Series for this purposes. But with Brandon Taubman and Stephanie Epstein from Sports Illustrated, you're there. You're close. I don't even know if you were in the locker room that night. It happened. I don't even know if that's the case. But what's the latest on all of this, and where do you stand on it?
I was not there. I do not cover the Astros. in person, but what I will say is this is not that unusual, you know, that people have differing perceptions of the same thing. The thing that is unusual is the original PR response of the Astros was completely wrong, and the response that A.J. Hinch has had today is the right idea, you know, that, you know, the original report was, you know, this is what happened, and what does this mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the appropriate PR response is to take an emotional issue, make it less emotional, and, you know, say, hey, we want everybody to feel welcomed here, but which is what A.J. Hinch said today. But the original apology was ridiculous. You know, the story posted was misleading and completely irresponsible, and it was an attempt to fabricate a story where one does not exist. Well, I mean, they're basically saying that women are liars, and it's not just women. There were other people, men, who observed the same thing. So, I mean, the irony is that the original PR response just made it bad, and then, you know, there's been another response that doesn't use this kind of loaded language, but at the same time, it doesn't acknowledge that, you know, yeah, I mean, you're basically saying, you know, what I put on Twitter is like,
yeah,
we said something bad, and we didn't mean it bad, but we could see how it looks bad, and we apologize for that, but we're not going to apologize for calling you guys liars.
Yeah, that was great.
And I think the main reason why this happens, and it's not just with this situation, is I think people have blind spots that they see themselves as good people, and they can't imagine them, you know, somebody accusing them of being, you know, supporting domestic violence of all things. And so when something is framed in a way as saying that this is culturally a bad thing, the reaction to that is, well, I didn't do this. Well, you didn't intend it that way, but sometimes we do all sorts of things all the time that we don't intend to offend people with, but sometimes we do it. And the thing to do is say, hey, I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry for that. And not try to say that people are manufacturing something that many people observed.
Talk with Stephanie Stradley of the Houston Chronicle. Let's go back to last year. And what kind of reaction was there in Houston when Osuna got picked up by the team? I was stunned. I mean, it seemed to me here's a team that's built for the World Series for 2 or 3 years, at least to make a run for it. It seems like a pretty tight-knit clubhouse. And they go bring in a guy that had just served a 75-game suspension for domestic violence and claim they did all their due diligence and whatnot. And that story kind of died down, but it was right in the middle of the Me Too movement. What was your reaction to it, and was there any backlash back then? And again, this is something that happened, you know, the signing of him, it was over a year ago, but what kind of backlash was there in Houston?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall the backlash kind of comported with people's lived experiences, you know, that, you know, when we're talking about any kind of entertainment, you know, you want to be able to root for the people, and nobody wants to root for somebody who is a quote-unquote bad guy. Now, in the Canadian legal system, you know, I write about sports, but I'm also a lawyer, so I have a different experience on this. You know, in the Canadian legal system, you don't get all the facts, and there were rumors coming out of what actually happened and so forth. And, you know, there is a question about what do you do with people who are accused of egregious things, and how bad is too bad? Because, you know, to some degree, if you make it so that people are unemployable when they do bad actions, then it might make people not report those actions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you worry about unintended consequences. I know that there was some discussion from members in the clubhouse immediately that were not the most welcoming, but, you know, Osuna is a young guy, and I think they believed that this wasn't something that was reflective of his character, and, you know, none of us from the outside can really know. I mean, what we did know is Astros didn't have a good closer, and they needed a good closer, that they tried to do things to you know, encourage reporting of domestic violence just locally as an Astros thing. Now, this is a step back. The step back wasn't that he said those things because he claims that he didn't intend anything bad by it. The step back was the organization's immediate response saying that this was a fabrication. Mm. Like, you know, we say that we want people to believe survivors, you know, right. Believe women, but yet the immediate reflexive response was, you know, this was a fabrication. And then it trickled in, like, well, yeah, this happened, but we didn't mean it bad. Well, I mean, you know, that's a blind spot. You know, people have blind spots towards these things. What is okay with one person isn't okay with another person. And we, you know, if you find any issue where you kind of hate all the takes on the issue, it probably means it's kind of a nuanced issue and it's difficult to deal with. Mm. I mean, I think at this point, I think everybody, and I think A.J. Hinch just recently said, you know, hey, we need to do better. And that's the response. It's like, none of us are going to be perfect, but we do need to be better. We need to be, you know, we need to try.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering how Fox is going to handle this tonight. And obviously, Commissioner Manfred's going to be at Minute Maid Park, no doubt about it. And I'm sure this isn't the type of story they want to lead the broadcast with. But on the other hand, that's also something that, you know, to be a competent, you can't ignore it. So they're going to have to address it, right?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how you deal with that because, you know, yeah, maybe prior to the broadcast, it doesn't quite fit in between innings. You know, when you're dealing with nuanced issues and with situations where nobody was there, I mean, what do you say? You know, don't do crime? I mean, that fits in between, you know, a couple pitches here and there, but I'm not sure exactly how much can be said. Like, you know, the thing is broadcasters are good at broadcasting, but when we get too far afield with some of these things, it's hard to acknowledge and just say, you know, this challenge behind them. I mean, you know, it almost diminishes it, you know, talking about it in those terms.
Well, I know that when MLB released a statement a couple hours ago, then they went on and, you know, of course, and domestic violence extraordinarily serious, yada, yada. But MLB will interview those involved before commenting further. So I'm wondering if the investigation has already begun and if somebody at Fox gets to Manfred at some point and just ask him, you know, how the investigation is going. I wonder if he'll shed any light at all. Probably not, but
yeah, I mean, I think that is a sensible approach. Investigate what happened. Don't put gasoline on the fire, which is what the immediate PR response is. I mean, we don't know exactly what happened other than the PR response to it, which was atrocious. Like, that's, you know, that should be used as an illustration of how not to respond to a sensitive situation, even if you think that you've been treated unfair and that the framing of the article is wrong. You don't respond like that.
Stephanie, what's the second biggest story in Houston, the fact that the Texans just lost the division game to the Colts, or the fact that James Harden's got this new jump back one-step three-pointer?
Good Lord.
And how he's going to fit with Russell Westbrook with the Rockets? What's everybody talking about?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's all World Series, really, because, you know, it's kind of unfortunate that this situation happened the way it did, and, you know, they put more, you know, gasoline on the fire, but really, this is an amazing pitching situation. Like, this is going to be a throwback game, and including the idea that, you know, I guess the big topic is that the balls in the postseason are dead balls. Mm-hmm. That you would expect there would be less home runs in the postseason because the pitching's better, but, you know, they have all those numbers that they can evaluate, you know, angle of bats and how, you know, what the speed is, and they can measurably say that there's more drag using this ball. And the MLB came out with their own statement saying, you know, these are the same balls, we just printed them different. So there's something with the printing that's slowing the balls down. I guess there was some discussion that somebody measured it analytically, and it's the ball travels 4.5 feet less than in the regular season. So
really?
If you see anything kind of going to the warning track, it's the postseason dead ball. But, I mean, this pitching matchup is as good as I can remember in a long time in the World Series.
Yeah.
Well, last thing for me, I know you got the XFL. I'm sure you're excited about that coming to Houston. But I got to ask you, because we haven't had you on since the China situation, Daryl Morey. And when that all happened, what were you thinking? Did you think it would get, you know, the story would blow up the way it did? And would you have wanted to be in China if you had the opportunity to cover these events?
Oh, geez. I mean, who would think? You know, we live in a world where you can just tweet something and then all of a sudden somebody takes it the wrong way. But, you know, culturally, there, you know, obviously there's big differences. And, you know, the whole Taiwan-China issue has been, you know, issue for decades. And, you know, yeah, I mean, it's a very peculiar situation, because how do you do business in a place that is both authoritarian, communist, and sort of capitalist? I mean, if you're doing business with those companies, you know, that's not just an NFL issue. That's just anybody issue. You know, when you have like a different sense of, you know, ethical constructs, and how do you walk that back? And, you know, how do you encourage people to say what they want, but at the same time recognizing that there's billions of dollars involved? And, you know, the immediate response in Houston was, you know, we get that you're caring about China and all, but if you fired Daryl Morey because he tweeted something and deleted something that was pretty innocuous by United States standards, we're going to riot.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Stephanie, thank you as always.
Thanks, Steph,
for coming on. And enjoy the World Series, and we always appreciate having you on.
Let's talk during NBA season, all right? Should be a very fascinating one, yeah.
Definitely. It was great talking to you guys.
All right, thanks, Stephanie Stradley of the Houston Chronicle. Everything going on there in addition to Game 1 of the World Series, which we will be covering here on 99.3 ESPN with live play-by-play. All right. We want to break early, or we want to run over to some preview of tonight's game? What do we want to do? We got some sound. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll dive into this Game 1 of the World Series in just a moment. We'll have some fun closing it out here in the 5 o'clock hour. So we'll do that. Again, the World Series coverage here starts at 7 o'clock tonight on 99.3 ESPN. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs,
and festivals.
And you,
Red
sir,
Solo
do
Cup.
Not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable.
And unlike my used a Red Solo Cup last night, so plastic cup.
Freddie Mac kissed my...
Well, that was an awful thing.
Sorry, cuss right there.
What?
I guess we say ass on there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have a party. Let's have a
party. It is Chris's birthday. We're all have a party.
I love you.
Red Solo Cup.
You have?
Yes.
Is that the name of the song?
Yes.
Who sings it?
Toby Keith, actually. Second time we've played him today, but this is a classic song.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Because when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have
how does the beer run down the front of his back?
When the cup cracks.
His back?
The front of his back is his chest.
When I get to hit you say down. Stupid stuff like that when you're drunk.
Okay. All right.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
If I said the front of my back, I'm thinking that somebody spilled something on my back.
It is Chris's birthday, and I promise for his birthday not make fun of him for his country music.
Oh, it's a great party song.
And he's testing my patience, but the show's almost over. And he's like really going overboard now with this.
Well, I had Willie Nelson pulled up.
Oh, God, Willie Nelson. I
love
take
Willie.
A
what
railroad
song?
Spike and spike it through my head first.
I don't like Willie Nelson.
Not
I like
at
Willie.
All.
Mama,
like...
don't let your kids grow up to be cowboys.
Oh, that's a great song.
Him and Merle Haggard.
Love Willie.
No.
How about his duet with Julio Iglesias?
Can't do it.
Dreadful.
Not dreadful. Yeah, he's a legend. Another legend.
dreadful legend.
No, he's not dreadful. Why like, would you say that?
I would never spend money on a Willie Nelson.
Well, he would never spend money on you.
He would if I had a dime bag on me. That's all he does is smoke weed.
And that's all he does,
and
right?
Make crappy music.
And makes great music.
Great music?
Yes.
Once again, this is your John Deere. It's a hot take.
There we go. Wait a few minutes. Oh, there we go.
John Denver first. Now it's Willie Nelson.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine John Denver and Willie Nelson together?
John Denver, if he were alive, and Willie Nelson. And
I would
both
jump off the roof of this building.
Would sell out every building.
No doubt about
kidding
it.
Kidding me?
Well, Willie rides a bus, and John Denver used to fly airplanes. How's that working out?
You're just a jerk.
Fine for Willie. You know, apart from the whole drug bust thing.
Yeah. Every once in a while, the cops raid him.
Matt from Stream Song, add it to the list of things Craig hates. Willie Nelson.
There you go.
Speaking of lists, we keep a track. We have to have a Craig hate list.
See, here's what I don't like about the Craig hate list. I'm a pretty upbeat guy.
Don't we have a spare grease board right there?
Yeah, we got plenty of space.
Pete, keep that's your job.
Oh, I didn't update the drink totals the other day. I got to do that.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me write a memo. All right.
Write a memo.
Well, I can't do it right now. I'm doing a show.
Oh, yeah.
We got a World Series tonight.
You can write a memo while doing a show?
I just did. I wrote myself a memo.
So, what? I mean, you hate almost all foods.
I'm not a hateful person.
You don't think you're a hateful person.
I'm a very loving, outgoing, friendly introvert. Oh.
How can you be? What did you say?
I'm a friendly, outgoing introvert.
You're a friendly, outgoing introvert is an oxymoron.
Here's the deal. I'm an introvert and a private person when I'm not on the radio.
What do? You go home and hug yourself?
But if I ran into, say, I don't know, a coworker at a movie theater, I'd say hi, unlike you.
I said hi.
You did not say hi. Oh, you did say hi, but that was
it. How's it going?
I'll never forget my brother-in-law's reaction.
I'm so sorry.
You guys good? I thought so.
Listening to these songs make me feel like I'm listening to Mexican music. I'm going back to smoking and drinking. Mexican music.
That was not Mexican music.
No.
Craig hates the list.
Mexican music.
Hates.
Is that a...
I don't know if that's...
Like mariachi?
Are we allowed to say that? Okay.
Willie Nelson wrote the hit song Crazy by Patsy Cline. Yes. Absolutely. Another classic. Hate her, too?
Right? Who? Patsy Cline?
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. Everybody loves Patsy Cline.
That's crazy. Is that like a double entendre?
1963 reference.
So you like Patsy Cline, but you don't like Willie Nelson?
No,
Cline is fine?
Yeah, Cline is fine. Nelson's a loser.
Stop it!
Grouper says, Craig hates John Denver and Willie Nelson. I'm starting to think he might be a Russian spy. That is the most un-American thing I've ever heard.
Absolutely. Touché.
Yeah, it's right there.
Touché, Grouper. You're right.
Cowboy Cliff, write a memo. Sheeman hates committing things to memory. I can't. I've forgotten like 8 times already to update the board. I have to write. I'm a sticky note person in my entire life. Always
I'm gonna
have
keep
to
my own Craig
down.
Hate list started.
But I don't hate.
You don't
Let's
hate
see, John
what?
Denver.
I'm not a hateful person.
I
feel like I'm being unfairly stereotyped in this hot take 5 o'clock
you know
hour,
Craig,
about things that I hate.
Country
Hate's
music,
a strong word,
you know
Craig.
What?
This America doesn't need that much hate right now.
Patriots. I believe you, Craig. I believe you when you say you don't think you're a hateful person. I think you actually think that.
You think I'm a hateful
the
person?
The facts are, and this audience knows more than any other hour of people that listen. The hate list, it's long with you.
It's John Denver and Willie Nelson.
You would go to the dark side if you were in Star Wars. That's what you would have a red lightsaber.
I would be Yoda.
You wouldn't have purple. You wouldn't have green. You wouldn't have blue.
Oh, total red lightsaber.
You would be red.
Darth Maul, actually, the double one. The double fisted. The one-handed one.
Right, yeah. What's that all about,
coming
by
out.
The way?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We'll see.
By the way, it looks like Rey has that in the new one.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's the thing. She has it, or was that available?
Yep.
And
which one is it? I don't know. You don't know.
You don't know.
That's the thing about the dark side. It can persuade anyone.
Fear, Craig, anger, aggression. The dark side are they. Once you
add Julia Roberts to that hate list.
The dark path forever will dominate
your
destiny.
I'm allowed to hate 3 things.
I got 5 already, and I'm just starting.
We got 3.
I got John Denver, Willie Nelson, country music, Patriots, Julia Roberts.
Purdue.
Oh, another one.
put it on the list.
Purdue? That's six already.
Yeah.
What
guilty as charged on that one. Wow, you guys are
Italian pizza. He had it like at a hot dog stand. He hated that.
I like American pizza because it's done right.
God, stop
I like
it.
That crap you had in Rome.
So ridiculous. I
can only give
God,
you my real life experiences.
You went to a hot dog stand.
Rome is 0 for 2.
Hot dog 0
for 2.
You're out of your 0 mind.
0 for 2.
You're out of your mind.
Mexican street corn.
Oh, another one. Well, he likes it.
I don't hate it. No,
you like it.
I like it.
You don't like it at a Super Bowl.
No, I was being told that obviously it was on every corner in California.
It is.
When I lived in L.A. for 10 years and never saw
it. But you're not the type, no offense, to be walking the streets of Venice Beach or around downtown L.A. I don't picture you.
I walk places. I walk
downtown
places.
L.A. You're walking the streets of downtown. You got lost going to the Rose Bowl. Or the Coliseum.
Get the stadiums right.
Which one was it?
It was the Coliseum.
All right, one of those.
It was dangerous down there.
You got lost.
I almost got killed.
You did not almost get killed.
You got lost.
You
went
kidding?
Down a run. You got pulled over by a cop who saved your life.
Because
you went
your vehicle.
Down, you went down a one-way street the wrong way. And now you're telling me you walked around downtown L.A. and missed all the street corn vendors.
Purdue 24 titles guy says Purdue hates Craig.
Craig hates real beer. Oh, that's another thing. Hates everything non-course. No, I won't go that far.
Let's not get on him for liking the official beer of having one with your beer off.
Yeah. Hate low your socks.
Your beer off or your bra off?
Whatever.
Low socks.
I have purchased some low socks since my recent criticism. I'm not wearing them now, but.
Well, it's cold. Got to stay warm. Craig, I have a feeling we share this in common. You bring an extra pair of socks to the movie theater?
No, why would I do that?
Oh, I do.
What?
What?
Yeah, bring an extra pair of socks to the movie theater. Put them in your pocket.
Extra pair of socks?
Because the floor's sticky or what?
No, because it's cold?
Cold in there. I need an extra pair of socks to keep my pigs warm.
You already have socks on? You're talking about going with both?
No, I got socks on already.
Two pairs of socks in a movie theater in Florida.
Two pair.
So at some point during the show.
Oh, my God. Could this guy ever play hockey?
You're taking your shoes off in that sticky mess and putting on another pair of socks.
Yeah, but my feet are never touching the floor, nor are my socks ever touching the floor.
Why don't you just do it ahead of time instead of doing it in the theater, which would be an awkward ordeal?
Two pairs of socks in a movie theater.
Have you ever gone to a hockey game, for God's sakes?
Oh, all the time.
It's freezing in there.
Let's go Blades.
Do you wear two pair of socks to a Blades game?
No.
Oh, God.
But in a movie theater, you do.
I don't know. I've always done it.
Your wife doesn't find this
odd? She hates it because the way I put the sock on, and they're always big, you know, tube socks.
And then what, you put over what, your sneaker, or are you wearing boat shoes?
No, I'd like take my shoes off.
But what do you bring for shoes, sneakers or?
Yeah, sneakers. And I put my leg way up in the air, and I give like a good toe point to really pull that sock nice and taut.
You're the biggest nerd in this room.
I actually wanted to go to the movies by myself tonight.
What, to see Joker?
Yeah. No, my wife
wait
wouldn't let
today's
me.
Today's your birthday.
I know, she wouldn't let
your
me.
Wife
she goes,
and
that's
kids?
Too sad. She goes, it's too sad.
Jeez, that is sad.
Jeff Rice, another thought guy you hate.
You know what?
Another one.
Yes. Jeff Rice.
Put him on the list.
Very hateful. Worst official
I got
in
eight,
NFL history.
Eight already. There's a lot we're missing. I just can't believe what I'm hearing about extra pairs of socks in Southwest Florida in a movie theater.
Yeah, nice diversion. Good job.
How? Wow. How
it gets cold in there.
Did you say you skied before?
No, I've never seen snow. Okay, I did ski one time, but it was on that ice crap.
Where?
West Virginia.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Sugar Hill? Sugar Mountain, I think is what it was called. Maybe that's in North Carolina.
It was the Bunny Hill.
No, I got all the way up to, is it green?
Why?
Are they not color-coded?
No, they are. They're like green, blue, black diamond. Black diamonds are the toughest. Blue is medium. And green is the easy trail.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Marilyn, Mike, I agree with you. We do need Chris's wife on the show.
I've asked her. She refuses.
Come on, Sam.
She refuses.
I'll bet
Rupert says, okay, I thought Craig was a weird one. Now we just proved Chris has socks to a movie theater. Jesus, God Almighty. That's what I think. I think the Lord is saying the same thing.
I don't know what to tell you guys. I thought that was a pretty common go-to move down
Lord's
here.
Looking at you
not
going,
one person
me, oh, me,
out
oh
of 6 billion people on this earth have I ever heard.
I've never heard that in my life.
Takes an extra pair of socks to a movie theater.
The only
None.
Time I've ever heard about extra pairs of socks if at you're at...
Not even a hockey game
at a professional arena, because that's fairly warm. But in the Northeast and the Midwest, you know, if you're going to youth hockey or high school, some rinks are extremely cold, especially when the little kids are practicing at 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I could see wearing an extra pair of socks there, maybe some boots. You in a movie theater in Fort Myers, an extra pair of socks. There ought to be a law.
I know, it's weird. I would, in fact, if I saw a guy doing that in the theater, I would think he was some kind of creepy guy.
Why just wear sandals, too?
I thought some weird thing was going on. Sleepless in Seattle says, does Chris bring earmuffs to the movie theaters, too? Yeah.
No, but I mean, I bring a hoodie.
Well, that's understandable.
Oh, that's
but just... the extra pair of socks is not?
No, that's weird. I would think extra you were the creepy guy in the theater if I saw that.
So you like stick them in your pocket, and all of a sudden your feet, your tootsies get a little cold, and you take it out?
No, that's where my feet never get cold because I put the socks on as a preventative measure for the cold.
You put them on before you go in the movie theater?
No, I put them on when I sit down in my seat.
I would put them on before.
Where do you put your foot? Somebody sitting in front of you?
On the seat back in front of me.
What if there's somebody sitting there?
Your stinky ass foot?
No, I don't go to packed movie theaters because you look like a loser when you go to a movie theater that's packed by yourself.
Yeah. Ansky says, does Chris wear two pairs of socks at his 6:30 deuce dropping? Yeah, we all know that's part of your regular schedule.
Actually, I prefer to take my socks off when we're doing that.
Seriously?
When I'm doing that.
I'm going to the bathroom. I'm taking off my socks.
I prefer to be
completely naked.
George, really?
Yeah.
Do you do
that's
that?
That's like you can stand up.
I mean, it's like I don't have to do it.
At 6:30, you take all your clothes off to go sit
for
down?
Sure. Here's the key, though. For sure, one of the legs has to be out of the pants because then you get more separation.
Oh, God. You see, Costanza goes to the number two naked. Remember?
You're a freak.
I prefer it that
remember
way.
Remember Costanza and Seinfeld? He does number two. He takes it. Remember Jerry said he's up, tucking his shirt back. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, I like to feel free. Remember? George came out of Jerry's bathroom. He was tucking his shirt and buttoning his shirt back
in. Yeah, I didn't know that meant he got totally naked.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Kid Mike, you know who else brings an extra pair of socks to the movie theater? Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman. I've got a couple of those.
That's a new one. I've never heard of that.
That's funny.
Certainly not in this state.
We have learned more about Chris. Forget about the 5 o'clock hot take by Craig. We've learned more about Chris in the last 48 hours of the 5 o'clock
this
hour.
This all
anybody.
Started because you hate Willie Nelson. Un-American.
Well, that's reasonable.
And this morphed into Chris
which
wearing
is less
extra
reasonable,
pairs.
Not liking Willie Nelson's music that's or bringing two pair of socks to
you.
A movie theater.
You, not liking Willie Nelson.
That's not true. Let's go to the phones. Cow Tipper, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. What's up?
What's going on? Hey, first of all, I guess happy birthday, Chris.
I guess.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No, usually I sing your guys' praises. I've said to you before, this is the best, this is the fastest 4 hours of radio every day, and I love it. But
Thanks.
Hey, Pete, you're the only one safe. Chris, I wore flip-flops and shorts in the movie theater, and Craig... What, have you spit on the flag in the last hour?
Wow. No, I'm quite patriotic. In fact, I don't like Colin Kaepernick for kneeling during the anthem.
So, Cow Tipper, you never get cold in a movie theater.
I wear a long sleeve button up shirt to keep my core warm, and that's in shorts and flip flops, dude. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, man. My
Chris.
Feet get cold.
You're
double socks?
Yeah, they're like icicles,
at least
man.
Put it on before the show, before you get there. Don't make a scene.
No, that's the best part, making the scene.
Yeah, what are you, John Candy in Planes, Trains, Automobiles?
I don't get that reference.
Oh, Cow Tipper. He doesn't like John Candy, and he's never seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. In
classic.
Fact, he thinks Chris Farley's a much funny actor. Go ahead, Cow Tipper. Let at him.
I know this about Chris, but I thought you had seen it. I thought that was required viewing. I know you saw A Few Good Men, finally.
Finally.
No, I only watch the classics.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You better watch it before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You mean the classics like Black Sheep?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Just so overrated.
Horrible.
It is horrible.
It is horrible. Well, happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cow Tipper.
Good call, Cow Tipper. Call again. I always appreciate it.
See, I can respect that. But keeping your core warm. Okay.
Get a
sweater.
But
flip-flops and shorts, baby.
It's too cold for that in there, man.
Oh, my God. Double saw. I've never heard of that except for people in hockey rinks and maybe going skiing.
Yeah, but you do it before you leave to the venue.
Or if you're going to go sledding, if you're a young kid and going outside.
I've worn plenty of double socks when I've gone out tobogganing.
You're right.
Sled. But I put them on at home. I don't sit there and stretch out my whole do my whole situation there with my socks in front of everybody. Unbelievable.
I'm appalled.
It's an outrage.
I mean, the whole the conversation.
I didn't think that gets naked during the 6:30 sit down.
That's not what I said. I prefer it that way.
George Costanza does too. Another thing, another reason why I need to watch more Seinfeld.
I understand a lot like of the Seinfeld than we stuff. Think.
You're a lot more like
Costanza. Did your wife ever walk in on you when you 6:30 in the afternoon, completely buck naked, again, sitting there dropping a?
You know what? What's the Seinfeld? You know what I'm going to say? She knows.
No, she's learned that lesson. She hits that invisible wall.
I could see it. Whoa, remember George? George went through the. George brought Kramer up to that building. Why are we here? Oh, to get the best flushing system in the city.
Yes. Best toilet. Yeah.
Oh,
best
man. And that's our game one World Series preview.
I got sound bites from David Martinez, Max Scherzer, Alex Bergman, George Springer. Nothing. Do we get to any of it? No. Not
tomorrow.
Well, it's your fault, not mine.
I'm picking the Astros in five. Although I think.
You think it lasts that long?
Yeah, I do.
I'll go five as well. I think that the Nats pitching is good enough where they can get one.
It's going to be, I think, man.
Stros in six. Calling it.
I picked the Astros to win the whole thing, but wouldn't it be something?
Oh, I've never brought my Snuggie to the theater, but
God.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
Oh, that is so bad.
Put the popcorn right there in the lap.
There's no ethics to this show anymore. That's and I'm not talking about cussing or anything. There's just, I don't know what's happened. And your hatred of all American music and John Denver.
I'm getting a lot of positive feedback on the text line.
This guy's
hold on. Say that again, Chris.
Socks.
I'm getting a lot of positive feedback on the text line.
I thought you said I was.
No.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Well, at least for the naked pooping part.
Paratrooper says, naked pooping, you go, Chris.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Pro Watercross Championship coming to Sugden Community Park in Naples from October 31st through November 3rd. For all the information on this, for this free event, just go to our website, 993ESPN.com, brought to you by Naples, Marco Island, and the Everglades CVB on Florida's Paradise Coast.
I see your tweets, Dorian. Those are funny.
Sheeman and Shepard, 993 ESPN, and the 993 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can go to watch Game 1 of the World Series, which we broke down all the X's and O's better than anybody on ESPN.
Oh, yeah, go back and listen to the podcast.
It's the ultimate sports lodge, Twin Peaks, and 29-degree draft beer and sweet smoky ribs. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Just got a text from my dad reminding me that even my mom likes Willie Nelson. Not me.
What happened? Where did they go wrong? Man, I don't blame them. I blame you.
Today is Chris's birthday.
Who do I share a birthday with, Craig?
Ichiro!
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Not bad, 1973. Curly from the Three Stooges. I'm not sure which one because there's like four of them.
Well, I'm assuming not Curly
good
Joe.
Good one, Craig.
Curly.
I got that.
Do you hate the Three Stooges, too?
I love the Three Stooges.
All right.
Love me the Stooges.
Shemp, too?
Yeah. I like the Stooges.
Curly Joe? I don't like Curly Joe.
All of them. Do you know who English footballer Jake Richardson is?
No.
Okay, he was on the list. Okay. I thought maybe you know. You don't.
Is about that a soccer player?
How about Shaggy? Is that Shaggy P? He's a rapper.
Like, I think that's Shaggy, like...
Scooby-Doo?
Wasn't me.
No. Toby Mack, ever heard of him?
Nope.
Toby!
55. Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park.
77
or
today.
Or Apartments.com.
Or Independence Day.
Yeah.
His most famous role.
Yeah.
Or The Fly.
I never saw that.
He's 67.
Is it 67 or 77?
He's 67.
Wow, okay.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Do you know who that is?
JTF? No.
The redhead gay guy from Modern Family, which I know you
are. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's funny.
He's 44. Yeah. Christopher Lloyd. Back to the Future, the white-haired dude.
Yeah, the 81. Scientist.
Jim from Taxi also.
Scientist.
Yep.
Great.
So those are the only birthdays I came up with today.
Oh, great.
Wow.
All right, Pete Shepard.
I saw Robinson Cano on that list as well.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I forgot to put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
wow,
Pete.
Ichiro and Cano, teammates at one point.
Man, I should have been a baseball player.
Shoulda.
I should have been a shoe salesman so you could talk people to wearing double socks with certain types of shoes.
He'd walk around the locker room with two pairs of socks and go naked in the clubhouse bathroom. But
Jesus,
other than that,
God.
Yeah.
what will you be watching tonight? Our poll today, our Twin Pig's Twitter poll, 99.3 ESPN Radio. What will you be watching tonight? World Series Game 1, NBA opening night. Dominating World Series Game 1, 69% to 31%.
Disappointing.
I'm not surprised one bit. This is not an NBA, this is not an NBA market. All right.
I heard that.
Plus, tomorrow night's games are better. Because Zion's not playing in the first game. I mean, if the Lakers and Clippers were at 7:30, I'm going to stay up.
Zion and Blake Griffin not playing in October. I mean, why should I even watch?
No.
All right, Chris, what you got?
Thanks to everybody who texted in happy birthday on the text machine. That was pretty cool. And they have caught the Chicago poop vandal.
Jeez, we just can't get away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What was he vandaling?
So he was walking around the area of Bridgeport. It's on the south side.
Yeah, south side of Chicago.
The early hours of the morning with the brown paper bag filled with excrement. He had gloves on, and he would go up to cars and take some poo out of the bag and smear it on the car.
On the car?
Yep. He's been caught, though, so that's good news.
Where is he now?
He has been released upon his own recognizance.
Released?
But he has been placed on electronic home monitoring.
Really?
Yeah.
Why isn't he getting some therapy?
His last name is Hugh.
Hugh?
His name is Key Hugh.
Hugh!
K-E-H-U.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hugh.
Well, that'll do it, everybody. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. It's not my birthday. Happy birthday, Chris.
Stop hating.
And I'm not a hater. God bless America, everybody.